We're glad to be sharing the ministry of Redemption Church with you. Now join us as we receive the Word of God.
Welcome to Redemption Church. My name is Chris Fluitt, and I welcome everybody here today. We want to greet you before you leave. Please let us greet you. We're so glad that you've come to worship the Lord with us today. It's a beautiful day in Plano, Texas, and we're just so honored that you spent it with us here today. We are in the third week of our sermon series called
Killers.
Killers, right? In week one, we invited you to find the killer. Jesus told us about a thief who has only come to do one of three things, right? To kill, to steal, and destroy. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. A killer is a person that takes life. And somewhere in your life is a killer. Somewhere in your world, there is something trying to take life from you. And then the second week, last week, we told you about killer clowns. And it's not just a terrible movie that was made in 1988, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Let me do you the favor, do not watch that one unless you feel like you're worthy of that punishment. I want to tell you that not every killer is an evil genius. You're used to the movies with the evil genius killer, and he's like, he's one step of everybody, and he's got it all figured out, right? Not all killers are like that, especially the devil. The devil is a killer clown, and in the end, he's going to be proven a fool. And so don't follow that dude, all right? Today, I want to start with what should be a non-controversial statement, all right? Here it is. Killing is bad. Amen. All right, that's good. All right, I'm glad. That's good. If you're like, no, killing's awesome, then we need to pray, okay? Make sure you come pray before the day's over. God created a world without killing. Amen, right? Amen. Yeah, he did. It would be amazing to live in such a world in need of no killing. That world exists, but it's not here now. That world will be a place where there is no more death, a place where Jesus Christ rules. We'll call that place heaven. That will be a place with no more killing. I want to tell you real quick that God actually allows killing. For example, the sacrifice of sin requires killing. Self-defense sometimes requires killing. The payment for taking someone's life sometimes requires death. God allows killing, but it is not endorsed in his original creative plan. So we understand that. However, God's word never allows for murder. There's a difference between killing and murder. Exodus 20 and 13, maybe you know this Ten Commandment, right? You shall not murder. Some translations say kill, but it really means murder. The thief who steals, kills, and destroys is a murderer. In our modern world, we refer to murder as homicide. Everyone say homicide. Homicide is the deliberate and unlawful killing of a person. It's done on purpose. It's done even though there are rules against it. That is what murder is. That is what homicide is. The first homicide in Scripture is in Genesis chapter 4. Who kills who? Cain kills Abel. Absolutely. That is the first homicide in Scripture. Let's read about it. Genesis chapter 4, verse 8. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field." While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Cain lured Abel out into a field, and I gotta believe that he had the deliberate plan already in his head to kill him. Do you sense that? It seems like, hey, just come on out into the field. And all the while, he's like, all right, he's going to not expect this, and I'm going to move quickly, and I'm going to. No human had ever been killed before. No human had ever died before. I'm not even sure he knew this could happen. He definitely, I don't think, understood the depth of what would happen. Now, we're talking about the fact that killing is bad. You still with that premise? Killing is bad, but it may be worse than you even imagine. Two verses later, verse 10, Genesis 4:10, the Lord said, "What have you done?" You got to love the Lord. He asks questions he knows the answers to. You know why he does that? Because he wants you to say it. "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." This is the first place in your Bible where the word blood is mentioned. And it gives a spiritual connotation to blood that we still don't fully understand. That God actually hears blood crying out from beyond the grave. The body is no longer got life in it, but somehow the blood has volume and is able to speak. And God hears the blood of a dead Abel. Have you ever thought about that? That is wild, wild stuff. The blood of the murdered cries out to God from the ground. This was the first homicide. But now we can't go a day without hearing about a murder. You can't go a day without hearing about a murder near you. They're everywhere. We're not just talking about one a day. No, there's so many murders every day. Every single murdered person has blood that was spilt. And I believe from this scripture that God still hears the cry of the spilt blood of every victim. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 9, God asked Cain, "Where is your brother?" Everyone say brother. Now, Cain and Abel were brothers in the sense that they shared the same parents, right? That's how we understand brothers. But consider today that God may be teaching us something deeper here. And here it is. Homicide is fratricide. Can you say that? Homicide is fratricide. What is fratricide? Fratricide is the killing of a sibling, the killing of a brother or a sister. Sharing a common parent, a father or a mother, makes you a brother or a sister. But I got to ask you, are we brothers and sisters? Even though we don't share biological parents, are we brothers and sisters? Do we share a common parent? Well, let's look at Scripture. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, "One God and Father of all." Raise your hand if you're all. That's all of us. We share a common Father. The God of the universe who is over all and through all and in all. Look at somebody and say, "Hey, brother, hey, sister." Look at this. Luke 3 and 38. It's giving the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And it says, "The son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam." Say these last words. "The son of God." Right? Do you see that? This is the lineage of Jesus. And it declares that Adam is the son of God. And that makes everyone that follows after Adam the son of God. The sons and daughters of God. Paul collaborates this idea that we are all children of God. Acts 17:28. "For in him we live and move and have our being, as some of your own poets had said, we are his offspring." We are God's offspring. Raise your hand if you're a child of God. You are literally created by him. Amen. If God is the father of us all, we are all children of God. We are all brothers and sisters. So I come back to this idea that homicide is fratricide. It's not just killing some random person. You're actually killing a brother or a sister. Can I get an amen in the house? Do you see that? All right. Every time someone murders, they're killing a brother or sister. Killing is bad enough, right? That's my premise here today. Killing is bad, but it's even worse than you think. Think about killing a brother or a sister. Doesn't that make it so much worse? Can we talk about how dumb racism is for a moment? I think we need to take more time in our life to talk about how dumb racism is. Can I get an okay on that? All right. We divide ourselves over our skin color and over our nationality, but really we're all brothers and sisters. And that's real dumb. You can go ahead and just say that's real dumb. That's real dumb. When a white man hates a black man, he's hating his brother. All right. When a black man hates a white man, he's hating his brother. We really need that in our hearts. We need to understand this thing. The real tragedy when anyone is killed by another person is beyond it being a homicide. That person's killing their brother. They didn't recognize their brother. Somebody robbed somebody and killed them in cold blood. They didn't understand that they were robbing and killing their brother or their sister. We got to get a hold of that. We need that bubbling up in our hearts. Guess what? When you see a person face to face and you're like, oh, when you get so angry that you might just like grab your fist or say something or do something, you need to remember who you're looking at. You're looking at your brother. You're looking at sister. You share a common parent, the God that is Father of all. Can you clap your hands if you believe that? I want a church that believes that and is excited about that. Racial supremacy is real dumb. Trying to claim superiority based on skin color, that is such a pointless claim. You can't get any more supreme than this idea right here. You and I are children of the King. You want supremacy? There it is right there. The God of the whole universe breathed life into me, and I'm his child, and I'm an heir, and I'm a brother of Jesus, and I'm a brother and sister of you, and our Father is the King. You want superiority? That's it right there. Killing anyone is killing a fellow child of God. Killing is that bad, but it's even worse. Because homicide is fratricide, is deicide. Deicide, what is deicide? Deicide is the killing of God. The killing of God. Homicide is fratricide, is deicide. Let's think about this for a second. Would you try to kill God? That doesn't sound like a very smart idea. That would sound like a dangerous thing to try, right? Here's my plan. I'm gonna sneak up on God when he's not looking. He might be all-knowing. I'll distract him. No, you cannot kill God. You can't sneak up on God. How could you possibly kill the one who ever lives and is eternal? How could you possibly do that? He has got no beginning or end. I got news for you. You could never end God, right? You can't begin him. You definitely can't end him, all right? Like, there's atheists that have said that's going to be the end of God, but they ended up dying and Bible printing companies bought their house, the house of the atheists, and printed the word of God from within their house. Look it up. That's some just really hilarious stuff. We'll see who dies here. You can't kill the Lord. When you murder another, though, I want to give you this idea that you are killing God. Genesis 1:27 says this, so God created mankind in his own, help me, image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. They are all made in what? The image of God. Every man, every woman bears the very image of God. Nothing else in creation bears the image of God, right? God created all the beautiful things in the world. We have these 6 days of creation, the day of rest. He did a knockout job. You did really